June 3. Cast out the bondwoman and her son. Galatians 4:30. Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which is now and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son? For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Galatians 4:24-31. The law given on Mount Sinai brought bondage and slavery, and men became guilty. But now we come under a new covenant. Even though Ishmael was the son of Abraham, yet both he and his mother, Hagar, were cast out, and neither had a share in the promises which God gave Abraham. In the same manner, all those who come under bondage will be cast out for trying to become just and righteous by circumcision, Sabbath, or by man's effort. Roman Catholics want to become righteous by taking part in their priest-made masses on Sunday mornings or weekdays, rather than believing in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Seventh-day Adventists, like Roman Catholics, will be cast out and will have no share whatsoever in God's inheritance, because they prefer to come under bondage. Our Lord Jesus Christ completed the work of salvation on the cross when he said, "It is finished." But the Seventh-day Adventists are trying to add something more to salvation, saying, "No, Lord, it is not finished. We are Seventh-day Adventists, Lord. We must add Sabbath to salvation." Suppose you construct and complete a beautiful building, and someone says it is not complete. He then takes a broken piece of an earthen pot, puts coal tar on it, and draws some ugly figures, and then stamps it on the building to complete it. How would you feel? That is how the Seventh-day Adventists are trying to add to the work of salvation. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, was made sin for us. He paid the complete penalty for our sins, bore our curse, and became a curse for us when he died on the cross. That is why we say, "It is all finished," and now we have come to believe and receive by faith.